Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chalo Daf Tes in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, starting Halacha Gimel. Zog the Mishnah, Eilu Chayovim B'Chalo Upturim Mina Maestros. The following is obligated in Chalo, but is potter from Maestros. Maestros here means not necessarily a specific Maester, can be either Truma or Maester, as we'll see. Haleket V'Hashircho V'Hapeyo V'Hefker. So these first four items are part of Truma and Maestros because they're considered to be Hefker, they're considered to be something which doesn't belong to the owner. And you're not chayav by Hefker, by Truma and Maestros. So like a Shecho Peo, or the three matonas that you give to the poor. And Hefker is what a one may is ownerless. So these items are not chayav in Truma and Maestros. But once you made a dough out of them, so now it does have an owner. Because like a Shecho Peo, once the honey took it and made a dough out of it, now belongs to the honey. Hefker, once someone picked it up, made a dough out of it, he has an owner now. So then it's chayav and chalo. Because the obligation of chalo is when it became an iso, and became dough. And the obligation of truma and maaser is when the process of the tvuah, of the grain, is finished. So therefore, this is really the base of the Mishnah. Truma and maaser depends when the goyin finishes, when the harvest finishes. When that process finishes, we have to see what it is. But challah depends when it becomes a dough. Continues the Mishnah and says, Ma'aser Rishon Shnitlo Trumaso. As we'll see in the Gemara, Ma'aser Rishon Shnitlo Trumaso means that before the process finished in the field, before the grain finished the process, he already took out Ma'aser Rishon. So it's already Ma'aser Rishon. Then there's no obligation of Truma. The Torah then teaches that there's no Truma if it became already Ma'aser Rishon. But chala, you do chayav. Umar says sheni vehegdesh shenivdu. This as well. We're talking about b'shas miruach, which means in the end of the process of the grain, it was already ma'aser sheni. He did ma'aser sheni early, or in the end of the process of the grain, it already was hegdesh. So then there's no chiyuv, there's no obligation to take out any other truma or ma'aser. So therefore, you're part of the truma ma'aser. But chala, once it becomes a dough, you're chayav. Because we're talking about there was nivdo, it was redeemed after it became grain. So now it's not anymore ma'aser sheni or hegdish. So it's chayav and chala. Reb Chaim points out that we learned in Sechel ma'aser sheni, for this depends on machlokes Reb Meir or Reb Yudo, if ma'aser sheni is considered to be momon gavoya or momon hedyot. Does it belong to Hashem or does it belong to individual? So according to Reb Meir, it's clear, it belongs to Hashem. Ma'aser sheni is like hegdish, and therefore it's not chayav in anything until you redeem it. But even according to Reb Yudo, that says it's considered to be momon hedyot, belongs to you, that's only in Yerushalayim. Outside of Yerushalayim, you can do with it whatever you want. So therefore, before it's redeemed, outside of Yerushalayim, according to everybody, it's not chayav and truma and maaser. And once it's redeemed, you made dough out of it, now you're chayav and chala. Before it's redeemed, you're not chayav and chala either. Umoisar ha'oimer, right? Because the oimer came from tvua, you took a piece out of it and give it to the oimer. So when it was finished, when it was harvest, it was hegdish. So it's potter for truma and maaser. But then after you redeem the rest, you give it out, and you made a dough out of it, that moiser is chayav and chala. V'tvua shelo yivia shlish. Tvua that did not grow to a third is not chayav and truma and maaser because it's not ripened. But it's still chayav and chala, as we'll see in the Gemara. Ablozer oimer tvua shelo yivia shlish p'tur min chala. Ablozer argues and says in this case, that it didn't reach a third, it's potter also from chala. Continues the Mishnah. So the first list is what's chayav and chalo and potter from maaser. Now the following list is the opposite. Chayav and maaser, potter min chala. What is that? Ha'oiriz v'adoichan v'aporgin v'ashum shemin v'akitniyos. All these cases are grains that are not one of the five grains that are the main grains we mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta. They're chayav and chala. So these are potter min chala. But it's still chayav and maaser, because maaser, everything that grows on the ground is chayav and maaser. Upokos mechameshes revoyim betvuah. Or if you have less than the amount which is required for chala, which is 5/4 of a kav, and refers to the amount of the dough. So if you have tvuah, which brings dough, 5 revoyim is chayav and chala. Less than that, you potter min chala, but you still chayav and maaser. Hasufganim v'adushonim v'iskeritim v'chalas hamishras. These types of breads are the ones that are not done. They're not a thick dough, which is done in the oven, but they're usually done in pan and pots. So it's called Maise Gideu and not Maise Tanur, and therefore it's not Chayav and Chalo. The Sufgani means it's done like a sponge, which is very soft. The Dufshani means that it's done with honey. It's fried with honey. And the Istarikin is also a very soft dough. Chalsa Mishras is done in a pan. All this is not Chayav and Chalo, but it is Chayav and Maise, because Maise, you don't have a requirement to be a Chalo. Continues the Mishnah of Tesamut Beis, Ve'amidumo. There's another case, the Yipotter min Achalo, because Meduma means you have a mixture of Truma and Chulin. If you already have Truma in here, you're not Chayav and Achalo, as we'll see in the Gemara. But Maisa, you are Chayav. And all these cases, Pturim min Achalo. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Shaya Shah le Kahana. Rabbi Shaya asked Rav Kahana, Minayin shil Chayavim b'chalo Pturim min Amaisa. Talk about the first part of the Mishnah. How do you know you're Chayav and Achalo, Pturim min Amaisa? Meaning, how do we know that Hefker is going to be potter from Truma and Maiser, but will not be, but will be Chayav and Chal? And the Gemara explains the question. Why don't you say there's a Hekesh? That the pasuk says, Ketrumas Goyrin Ken Tarim, referring to Chalo. That you have a Hekesh between Chalo and Maiser. So if there is a Hekesh, why don't you say when you're potter and Maiser, you're still going to be potter and Chalo? How do we know there are things that are potter and Maiser with Chayav and Chalo? So he says, Chazav Omar Mar Borisra, you learn from the first 14 years that we went into Eretz Yisrael. Mar Borisra Chayovim Bechalo Pturim Min HaMaisras. Avelu Chayovim Bechalo Pturim Min HaMaisras. The first 14 years that they went into Eretz Yisrael, with Darshan and other places, that those 14 years, Yechayev and Chalo, but Yipotur Min HaMaisras. Maisras is not obligated until after the 7 years of conquering and the 7 years that divided Eretz Yisrael, which is the first 14 years since they went into Eretz Yisrael. So we see there are items that are Chayav and Chalo, but Potter Min HaMaisa, so you learn to hear as well. Continues the one that says, Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yana says, Zechad Mishloisho Mikriyoshe Mechuvorim B'Toyu. The following is one of the three very clear psukim in the Toyu. The other two are mentioned in Maseches Trumas. And what we're going to dash it over here is, how do we know that these things that are Hefker are Potter Min HaMaisa, Potter Min Truma and Maisa? Because it says in the pasuk, "Gubo Alevi ki ein lu chelak v'nachlo imoch." The Levi comes to take Maaser because he doesn't have a portion with you. Mashi yesh lecha v'ein loy at chayav eten loy. It's only something you have, but he does not have, so you have to give him Maasers. Yotze hefker she yotcha v'yodva yishavim boy. But when you talk about hefker, his end and your end are equal, meaning he has the same right like you have, so you don't have to get Maaser from it. So Yimele, he leket, he shichicho, he peyo, he hefker. These are the first four items mentioned in the Mishnah, which are hefker, and the lady has the right to it, like you have. So Yimele, there's no maiser over here, truma is included as well, there's no truma and maiser, even though there is a chiyuv of chala. Says the Mishnah, maiser shvishun chinit la trumasoy. We're talking about, the maiser shvishun doesn't have truma. So the more understands in the beginning, it means that you did it as you're supposed to. You took out the truma before the Maaser Rishon. You took out the truma, it's a regular chuli. So once you take out the Maaser Rishon, you're chayav and chala. So why are you saying not chayav over here? It says the Gemara Tipotor b'shigdimoi b'shibolim. We're talking about that he came to take out the Maaser Rishon before the obligation of truma, before the process of the grain completed. So there's no obligation of truma. Not that he did truma. There's no obligation of truma. Tomar avo b'shem shem melokish. Maaser Rishon shigdimoi b'shibolim potur mitruma gdoila. When he took Maaser Rishon too early, there's no chiyuv truma. So even though they complete the process later, once Maaser Rishon was already done, there's no obligation of truma anymore. I mean, there's no obligation to take truma out of the Maaser Rishon that he already gave. He gave Maaser Rishon to the Levi, so even though usually you have to take truma first, and only what's left will be Maaser Rishon. Here, they did Maaser Rishon first. That part, you're not chayav in truma. And the more brings the drasha from the pasuk. Meaning, from the best you give the truma. And this is referring to a truma's maaser, that you have to give from every maaser Rishon, you have to give 10% to the koyin, which is truma's maaser. And more dashes, loy chel boy v'chel v'chaveyu. You don't have to give truma's maaser and truma. Once you have maaser Rishon over here, there's only one thing you have to give the koyin, truma's maaser. Not truma's maaser and truma. Hi, truma was missing. You see from here, if you did it too early, there's no obligation of truma. The more brings another drasha to learn this. You don't have to have also truma and also truma's meiser. So once you have meiser rishon, there's no obligation of truma from there. Says the Gemara, so you learn from here that's what? If the whole basis is based on the pasuk that tells you, you don't do two, you don't do both. So you made the b'shemirech l'chakif rishon meiser shemoy. We're talking about he took the meiser rishon, finished the process. Now comes the obligation. Which obligation comes? Only one obligation comes, not two. Only truma's meiser and not the truma gedoyla. Only the 10% that the Levi has to give for the Meiser Rishon, and not the Truma G'dayah, they're really supposed to come before. But if, when it's still Shiboylam, it's still stalks, before he made out of it a pile, before he finished the process, he already took a Truma's Meiser from this Meiser Rishon. Now he finishes the process, there's no obligation of Truma's Meiser. So there's only one obligation here you could put. You could put Truma G'dayah. Our learning from the pasuk is don't have two obligations in the Meiser Rishon. But once I removed one earlier in the process, when I get to the end of the process, I can have only one chiyuv, which is Truma G'dayla. Similarly, the Gemara continues in Avyud Amud Aleph, B'yifish mimenu olav, aber b'yifish imokam akher olav lo yibedo. We learned that you don't have Truma and Trumas Meiser from the same pile. But if he made Trumas Meiser from a different place, as we know, if a person has Meiser Rishon, he can take the Trumas Meiser from the Meiser Rishon, or you can get Truma's Meiser from a different place. So if this Meiser Rishon over here, no Truma's Meiser was taken from it. It was taken from somewhere else. So this pile could be Chayav and Truma G'dayla. Because the whole limud is that this pile cannot have two obligations. Cannot have two Trumas. But if one Truma is not here, either because it was done earlier in the process, or because it was done from a different place, so then there's a Chayav of Truma G'dayla. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Chalo Daftes.